FEMA engineer Eric Simmons says the entire state has been remapped. Other counties' maps are already effective. He explains the flood map revisions for Hawaii Island.
FEMA is revising the flood insurance rate map for the coastlines of the Big Island, as well as riverine areas. FEMA did a statewide hurricane coastal study looking at flood inundation based on tropical storms. And hurricane study is for coastlines. New hazard data has been developed for Hilo Bay, where tsunami flood hazards predominate. Kona side, hurricane flood hazard is greater. FEMA's focus is a flood that has a 1% chance of occurring every year, often called the 100-year flood.
Simmons says new maps consider topographic data, hydrologic conditions, land use, changes in the watershed, and new building. The maps can have a financial impact for those with mortgages. Edie Lohman is FEMA's flood insurance policy expert.
A property owner that has a building that will be located in one of the high-risk areas, any flood zone that starts with A or V as in Victor, if they have a federally backed loan, they will be required to obtain a flood insurance policy. More than 90% of loans would be considered federally backed. Folks can assume if they're going into a higher risk flood zone, the flood insurance would be more expensive. However, they have up until close of business on September 28th to apply and pay for the insurance in full. Then they would benefit from the rate that's in place before that new map changes on the 29th of September.
The flood insurance maps are on the Department of Land and Natural Resources website. For questions, call Bryce Harada at Hawaii County Public Works, 961-8042. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.